Hey, H.O.
What up?
We must be back with a new season, man. 1100 a.m.
That right?
We got Tiff, Hand in the building, H.O. and Coach. You now about to witness the strength of sports talk radio.
Let go.
I can read your mind. You know it's that time.
Hold up.
Boy, I'm so fly, I feel like Brent Grimes. About to kill a whole season, man. SRT got picks for days. Ain't no telling when I'm all in. Never stall in. Pass the ball in the LBJ. That's the King fam. Woo. Been ballin' since Space Jam. New logo like the LA Rams. SRT next up. Big dog picks Devin Hester. And that's the word on the street. Tiff got me right like we run in the screen. Real talk, canine, I know what I mean. We causing the scene. SRT got what you want every week.
I ain't gonna say it.
What up? It's Sports Roundtable, live from the SRT studios overlooking Atlantic Station. What up, Atlanta? We are in the ATL, and I'm glad to be back home, man, because it is freezing in Tennessee. I am your humble host, Mr. H.O. from Bankhead. Thanks for tuning in to the hottest sports show on radio, and I got the hottest crew in the building with me, along with my main man behind the glass. If this is your first time listening, shame on you. But we do appreciate it. If you want to get something off your chest, call the show, ask a question, email us or whatever. You can give us a call at 404-603-8770. And shoot us an email, hm3inc@gmail.com. And that's also my Twitter handle. And if you want to follow the SRT crew, you can follow us on all social media at
SRT Radio.
And that beautiful voice you just heard, it's the diamond of the crew, T-Boyd. What's happening, man?
The jewel of sports is in the building.
Bing!
What up, crew?
What up?
What up, ATL? I see you, G-Money. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Yo, happy holidays, everybody.
Yes.
This is my favorite time of year, so I'm happy. It's all good. Let's get this show started. What up?
Absolutely. And to my main man, finally gets a day off from Memphis, Tennessee. I'm a little concerned about you here coming up Sunday.
What are you concerned for?
Just all of this. We'll talk about it during the show. My main man. This sports superhero, Mr. Hancock. What up, Han?
What's happening, big dog? What's up, crew?
What up, man?
What's up, Atlanta?
Vacation, man.
There you go. Yes, son. You worry about me. I hear you worry about me, but that's how you see me fight with a bat. Don't help me, baby. Help the bat.
I love it.
Let's get it. What's up, D-Weez?
What it do?
Let's do this thing.
Oh, my God. That's my man right there. Listen, and the number one husband in the world.
Yeah.
Because that's the email I got.
Yeah. I missed work.
Exactly.
He
got a PTO day.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we had a legend in the house, but we do miss you. And my main man is back in the building. College football number one Bama fan, Mr. D. Wills.
What's happening there? What up, crew?
What's up, Weezy?
Hey, it feels good to be home.
There you go.
Welcome back.
Yeah, I appreciate it. What up, G?
Yo.
And there it is.
Shout out to Hero.
Hey, shout out Hero, man.
Shout out Hero.
Shout out Hero. Happy birthday.
Yeah, we had a great time.
Happy birthday.
There you go. So, and of course, the main man behind the glass is Mr. G Money. He's already spoken to you guys with the yo. Hey, man, we got a lot to talk about. Got scandals to talk about. Coaches switching jobs. Former coaches snitching. Ronda Rousey saying this one of our last fight. What does that mean? One of?
Who is she?
I guess it depends on if you get your
who.
Right now she ain't nobody. She's the girl that got kicked out.
Yeah,
that's who she is right now.
The college bowl starts on the 17th. So we'll get into that to let y'all know who is going where and all that kind of stuff. What else we got? NBA, Russell Westbrook acting a fool last night.
Man, he acts out like a 2-year-old. Like, seriously. And that's really sad.
He pouts.
Like, I mean, he really kicked the ball and everything. Like, he's a mess. A mess.
Oh, boy.
He needs counseling.
He really does.
And I got a Facebook Live message already. My main man, Dwayne Roach, say, how about them Giants?
So how about him, Hancock?
I'm just reporting. I'm just
they still looking up.
There you go.
What? They still what? Looking up.
What?
Has he ever heard Ohio State? What did that do for Penn State?
What?
Go ahead.
Keep going. What?
Also, we got a FanDuel report coming up and the water cooler report. And we're going to also talk NFL and D-Will's favorite topic, the mock draft. And Mr. Todd said and some other folks came out with their top five. And we definitely going to talk about that. But we're going to go ahead and get to this top five at eight right now, man. Because that's one of our favorite segments.
It's time for the SRT Hot 5, the hottest five stories of the week.
Hot 5, sponsored by Smart Seal Security. If you're looking for security or cameras, please contact our friends, smartshieldsecurity.com. If you go to the website, get you a rebate, coupons, mention SRT, and you'll definitely get you a 10% off your first payment. Hot five. The first question we actually could have been a discussion, but we're gonna let the Jewel take this one and see what she got to say about this one. 2016, the sports season started without Manning, Kobe, and Duncan. Which player is missed by their sport?
Well, Tim Duncan wasn't really doing anything last season while he was still here anyway, so he's not missed at all. The Lakers, have you seen them lately? They hyped up that Kobe Bryant ain't there because they actually get to play basketball. So they not missing him at all. Have you looked at the Broncos lately? Yeah, they miss Peyton Manning because, I mean, he wasn't throwing the ball the same like he normally did, but because he was on the back in his career. But at least he could still make 10-yard passes to get the ball down the field. These quarterbacks they have right now in Denver, they can't even get the ball down the field. They go three and out, so the good defense that they did have are so tired now that they can't even be as good as they were. So, yeah, he's missed the most because he controlled the offense and helped them win the games.
Also, he got commercials that we see him every week.
Of course.
He ain't going nowhere.
Still making that paper.
Yeah, he ain't going nowhere. All right, question number two.
All right, Big H.O. It looks like your Dukies are getting healthy. They balling. So what is your expectation for the rest of the year?
To get healthy, healthier. Tatum is getting back. Waiting on Bolden. Harry Giles will make his debut on Monday. Luke Kennard, man. I'm
hooping.
Man.
I think I'm looking for them to get healthier, but I think this is Coach K plays seven players, basically eight. And I just don't know which eight you're going to choose. I mean, because...
Oh, no, he's playing more than eight.
He's going to have to.
He's about to change his philosophy.
Yeah, he has no choice.
Got too many weapons. Yeah.
And, you know, they say Grayson Allen hurt, but when I saw that dunk the other
day... Hey, no, not that dunk. The dunks. Oh. He was banging.
He was.
He had three highlight dunks.
He was banging for real.
And he looked like he jumped off a trampoline all into the stands.
He got up, yo.
Hey, if there's any question, does he have NBA athleticism?
Man.
Was answered.
Yeah, he does. He does. Yeah, he got
He's
up,
not
y'all.
JJ Redick.
Right. No.
Kennard is close, but boy, that Grayson is
I'm going to tell you, Kennard is showing he's able to put the ball on the floor this year. That's something. He's showing his playmaking ability. Like, he's not afraid to go to the paint. He's just not a standstill set shooter.
Exactly.
And that's helping him a lot. Yep.
And they saying in the mock draft, he is rising. He's just a
he should be.
Rising.
Yeah, he should be rising.
Y'all know I'm the mock draft man.
You are. I was about to say, D, I know you've seen something.
He has not been in any mock drafts until the last 2 weeks.
Exactly.
Oh, really? Yep. I know he had to get in now.
Yep.
You know, he's been balling.
Like, I mean, he wasn't even a late second round pick. Like,
really?
They didn't even consider him.
At all.
He wasn't even being considered coming out.
Dang.
Yep. So
that works.
Yep. So getting healthy and trying to figure out which seven or eight that they're going to play, because the depth is something that Duke hasn't had in a long, long time. And I really expect them to make some noise in the tournament. I just hope they can figure out the chemistry. Question number three.
Yes, sir.
Hancock. NFL Defensive Player of the Year.
Wow.
Khalil Mack. Von Miller.
Say it.
Vic Beasley.
Say it.
I guess he passed up that slowly.
Look, there he did. Yeah.
Hey, look, I got to give his props. Beasley, I think he's going to get shut out of that Defensive Player of the Year just because of who he is and doesn't have a big enough name.
Yeah.
He is making noise.
Yeah.
But, you know how it is. It's, you know, you have to have some established kind of work a lot of times before they give you that prop.
Exactly.
Khalil Mack kind of laid the groundwork, and you expected him to have a good year, so he's living up to the billing. Probably, you know, doing it on national TV a couple of nights helped his case. So I think he and your boy Miller he's just unblockable. So
yeah.
The problem with them is they might not make the playoffs. It's a possibility.
I think the Raiders are going to get in.
And the Raiders are probably going to get in, and that might hurt Miller because of, you know, the team situation.
Not playing.
Yeah.
So that might be the issue. Right now, I kind of got both of those guys kind of up in that top. You know, if you want to talk about the top two, with Beasley kind of sneaking around the chicken coop.
No Khalil Mack.
I say Mack. Okay. I think Mack has the edge because his team is looking like they're going to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So I think he might be nudging ahead of Miller if he can continue to come up with some of those Heisman-like moments.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. When you had those moments in big games. And Denver has some big games coming up. Actually, real big games.
Very true.
So if he shows up and makes, you know, he could pull ahead.
Okay. Question number four. You know, the inside scoop, you got to be proud of what we can provide. Because I don't know if anybody else could actually answer this. D-Will, everyone wants to know, who's going to be the new OC, Bama?
Before the season, when we brought Sark in, Steve Sarkisian, everybody figured that was the quote-unquote hammer-down next OC. OC in training, all right? But things are looking different in Tuscaloosa, all right? I'm going to give you two more names that they're looking at. But here's the thing. It will be in-house. They're not going outside from somewhere else to get an OC. All right?
And he's gone outside on every
other time. But rumors are he's going to stay in-house with this pick, okay? Okay. So I'm going to give you two more names who actually have a legit chance of getting the job. This is just not talk, all right? Steve Sarkisian, of course. And we got Mike Locksley, okay? He's a 2015 interim head coach at Maryland. So this is his first year at Bama. Right now, he's an offensive analyst, the same thing kind of what Sarkisian is, okay? He was also the former head coach at New Mexico, all right? His head coaching record is 3-31, all right? He does have a long resume, and I'm not going to go through all of it, but he has a long resume as being a coach, okay? So, and also, he's a brother, for all that don't know, okay? Also, Billy Napier. He's currently the wide receivers coach for Bama. He's been there since 2013. He is also the former OC at Clemson and the former OC at Colorado State under Jim McElwain when McElwain left Bama. Okay?
Okay.
So him and Nick Saban have a connection. Okay? And I'm going to break it down to you like this. I think it's something in-house between Nick Saban and Lane Kiffin that is going on that hadn't hit the streets.
Yep.
Okay? And I'm going to tell you, Steve Sarkisian is Lane Kiffin's boy.
That's what I was about to ask.
Okay? That's his boy. So basically leaving the remnants of Lane Kiffin will be Steve Sarkisian. And if there was a rift between Lane and Nick, he's going to want to cut ties with that whole little side. You understand?
Right.
Exactly. But he's also helping Lane, so he's helped Lane, so he's not letting that come to the forefront. So that makes sense. But for him to go back to a Jim McElwain type, back to Obama, which I don't agree with either, Hancock. I agree. Because what we showed the last couple of years is something totally different. It's almost unstoppable.
Right.
Okay. But if there is a rift, he's going to want to cut ties with all sides. All right. And then we do know that Steve Sarkisian was up for the OC job at LSU before it got filled.
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. So it has not been a home run since we thought it was a home run when Sarkisian came in. Yeah.
I was wondering, was Sark going to go with Kiffin?
And that's a possibility.
See, that's going to be his OC. That's what I was wondering.
And I hadn't heard that yet because it just happened yesterday. But it's a possibility. Lane hadn't started to fill his staff. But if Sark doesn't get the Bama job, I'm pretty sure that's going to be his landing spot. Why wouldn't it be? But I'm thinking Nick has been around Sark for a whole year. And with his baggage, it may be something there. He's saying, I don't want to deal with that, because we know Lane had his baggage that never really hit mainstream media with his divorce and other things that were going on. So I'm thinking Nick just might want to clean house and get back to old Nick Saban type football.
You know, it must be real bad for these administrators not to want to give Lane a head coaching job at a big time school.
Yeah,
I mean, you have taken and shown what you can do with actually media. Well, I'm not bad mouthing quarterbacks, but what I'm saying is quarterbacks that are marginal.
They really are, though.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, so just be honest.
For him to be able to really mold an offense and make it really work at a big time school, and they put up points.
Listen, but no repeat quarterback, no repeat,
and not get a real big time job.
Yeah,
it's something seriously wrong.
Well, I'm gonna tell you. Listen,
what did he do?
The umbrella of that divorce, we're understating. All right. That is a nasty situation. Mm. That's not clean. That's not like they're going back and forth with some real dirty details in the court records. OK. And of course, how is staying out of the media? How TMZ Sports is not reporting on this?
I know where you're going, but let me ask you this. If you can hire Petrino.
You're right.
I'm
Petrino's
saying,
mess was
speak on
dirty.
It,
dirty. It was
speak
dirty. It was dirty.
I mean, seriously dirty.
Yeah.
And if he can get a head coaching job at a Power Five,
hello,
back to back,
Lane,
like for real, like come on.
Well, let's talk about. Let's talk.
We'll get into that later. A little bit later.
Let's get into that later. This question number five, and Tiff, we'll start with you, and we'll just go around the room real quick so we can get a quick break. Is the Heisman Trophy award ceremony what it used to be?
No. And I'm just going to leave it at that. You can just move on. I'm like, why even have it? Like, I'm serious. Like, I don't understand. Like, why even go through all that?
Right. Because this year there was no competition.
None.
That's the biggest thing. An award, to keep you focused and keep people on the edge of their seat, you had to have some kind of suspense.
It wasn't any.
But you knew from the time Lamar Jackson did that spin on Florida State last run and went in the end zone, it's been his award. So there's been no real challenge. There was no challenge for it. So ESPN, all they – four-letter network, I apologize. All they did was have fillers. They tried to humanize them by showing stories this. But it was a foregone conclusion of who was going to be the winner. Yeah. So it was just nothing.
It was a snooze fest.
Yeah. It's
worth it for the history books, but for modern times, the Heisman hadn't been what it was in a very long time.
Very true.
So it's basically for the record books.
Yeah.
And for ESPN to show the Fortnite Network to show something during the dead period of the bowl series. Right.
Well, they need to figure out a way to do. They need to change something about it. Then.
Have a Pro Bowl,
like man, that'd be cool.
Have a college Pro Bowl and pay the players.
That'd be dope.
Stop blowing smoke trying to make Deshaun Jackson a challenger for. Yeah. I mean, Deshaun Watson. And trying to find this, you know, trying to find an adversary for it.
Yeah,
you know, and it was just nothing there. They tried to build it.
He played worse this season than he did last season. So why would he?
He had comparable numbers though.
Exactly.
That's why.
But you know what's going happen? Lamar got to now come in next year and try to beat what he did.
Yeah.
And it's going to be hard.
Go ahead, dude.
What, like you were saying, like they were trying to find a rival for him next year, because I think they kind of snuck him in, just like I thought the committee was going to try to sneak in Oklahoma. Whoever was picking the Heisman candidates, they snuck in Baker Mayfield.
Exactly.
And he's coming.
And he's coming. Well, yeah, I think Baker Mayfield got an invite because he was throwing to D.D. Westbrook.
Right.
Yeah. But next year, I think they're going to the campaign for Baker Mayfield starts now. And it's going to be a major story because he was a walk-on and all that. So
I'm pretty sure.
Look out for him to be Lamar Jackson's rival next year.
Yeah. And just to throw a little bit to it, I was actually waiting on the third for 30.
Yeah,
I know that. I mean, I'm gonna be honest. I was just waiting on 30 for 30.
It was good too.
See if I saw Rudy in the picture somewhere.
I knew you would be.
Hey man, but that's it for the Hot 5 at 8. Man, we got to get to a real quick sports update with the Jewel of Sports.
And now it's time for a sports update.
Welcome to your sports update with the Jewel of Sports, Tiffany Boyd, on the Sports Roundtable Show. NFL news for you. Even after the inexplainable contract extension, the Rams changed their mind and decided to fire Jeff Fisher. Maybe him fighting with Eric Dickerson, the legend, played a role in it. Or maybe him publicly speaking out about him not liking a general manager and making the owner kind of choose between him and the general manager has something to do with it, too. But
I think it has something to do with Beasley, though.
That, too.
Atlanta went out there and registered.
Man, they beat them down.
They fired them a coach Sunday.
Yeah, they beat them down.
They went through them like Grant went through Richmond.
Seriously. speaking to the Jeff Fisher, though, if Bill Belichick went 0-16 in his next six straight seasons, he would still have a better winning percentage than Jeff Fisher.
That's
sad.
0-16.
That's sad.
That's bad.
That part. So, six Oakland Raiders lead Pro Bowl voting at their position. Punter Marquette King, defensive back Reggie Nelson, offensive linebacker Khalil Mack, tackle Kaliki Osmili, tackle Donald Penn, and fullback Jamais Awale. I told you in a previous show, you could check the archive shows on hm3inc.com, that the NFL will have four games in London next season. Those games are the Ravens versus Jaguars, Saints versus Dolphins, Vikings versus Browns, and Cardinals versus Rams.
Why do they keep sending Jacksonville?
I was about to ask the same question. I don't understand that.
They got to get them a TV game.
I mean, but they could just get him like a Sunday night.
Give him a TV.
Sunday night. But if they putting the Browns on like Monday and stuff, might as well put the Jags on.
Nah.
Like, I mean, come on. The NFL since 2009 has dedicated their focus in the month of October to breast cancer awareness, basically calling that month Pink October. Teams were told last week that now each team will be allowed to choose its own cancer cause to support during that month. And during that October 3-week window, the initiative will still be called A Crucial Catch, and teams can choose any screenable cancer to support. The NFL says it has raised close to $15 million for the American Cancer Society during the 8-year span through the sales of pink merchandise, auction of game-worn equipment, and contributions from corporate partners such as Danon and Ticketmaster. You know what? That's a wrap on your sports update with the Jewel of Sports. Catch us every Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on WWE AM 1100.
Thanks for that update. I don't know what's going on with Jeff Fisher.
Hopefully he'll never get another coaching job
Like in the contract, because you reported last week he got an extension. I think in that contract it had to state that you had to finish this year out
at least
before that contract kicks in.
Yeah,
it would only make sense.
And he probably had a stipulation there. He had to go 8-8 or something. That's why he said it in that press conference before the season. Yep. Like that was in there.
Or
too.
Or his son-in-law wanted to get him a couple extra ducats going out the door.
Yeah,
wow. Maybe
that's what you sign the contract, you get a couple extra ducats. We fire you, your buyout's a little bit more.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Here you go, Pops. Holler at you.
Hopefully he'll never coach again ever.
And it'll be known that the Falcons got him fired.
Whoop, whoop.
Forever and always.
I'm going to use Slick Money's word. They drugged him.
They got drugged.
And when we get back, man, we got to talk about this roundtable discussion. Lane Kiffin. Also, there's some, we're going to talk about the replacements for Jeff Fisher. Who's actually going to L.A.? We're going to have that and more. Keep it locked, Sports Roundtable.
Are you thinking about changing the station? Well, don't, because Sports Roundtable will be right back.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession in the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-511-6771 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-511-6771. 800-511-6771.
There's a lot going on in the world,
and your world is always changing.
That's why it's important to stay connected.
The latest news, the latest entertainment, the newest music. If it's in the air
or
on the air,
it can be in the palm of your hand,
wherever you are,
with the iHeartRadio app.
iHeartRadio.
Over 1,500 live radio stations from across the country, and over 15 million songs to create your own custom stations. Text IHR to 45495 to download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com. Standard text and data rates apply.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
Welcome back. Have a seat at the Sports Roundtable with the SRT crew on AM 1100.
Roundtable discussion sponsored by my main man Jay Jew's Cars. If you're looking for a new owned pre-owned new or a used car, please contact Jay at 770-496-0339, or you can go to the website jaysusedcars.com. If you mention SRT Sports Roundtable, you can get a 10% discount off your down payment. Before we get into this roundtable discussion, let's talk about what's really, really important. Let's just get to the most important thing about this show. I beat Hancock this weekend
in the playoffs.
Nah, with a subpar quarterback. Hey. I mean, my team. Well, I had a couple players got hurt.
I had David Carr. Man. And yeah, he played in the snow Stunked Thursday up. Night.
And Stunked got 6 points.
Yes. Yeah, and won. Well, I won. Russell Wilson got me 8, and I won.
You didn't even break 70 points.
Yeah.
He broke 80.
Yeah, we slowed it down.
Y'all had the lowest scoring playoff game.
Yeah, we slowed it down.
We had a Heisman ceremony.
Heisman ceremony. Hey, you know who being real quiet right now? The reigning champion who has been knocked off her block.
I didn't even make the playoffs. I said 3 weeks ago that I wasn't going to make the playoffs. I've been through the tie line, so don't be acting like you rubbing something, man. I've been through the tie line. Wasn't going to make the playoffs. I only won like 3 games this season. All my players suck. So, and... Yeah. I won that money last season. I bet you don't win it this season.
Oh, no. I'm riding. Listen. Do you know about our league, though? Our league, the 1, 2, 3, and 4 seed was knocked out. All the lower seeds won.
Yeah.
That's a trip.
That's why.
The commissioner got killed.
What? He only lost like 2 games all year.
He got killed?
He got smoked.
Yes. I didn't even look at it.
Hold on.
114 to 74.
What?
Yes.
He listening to the show.
I'm sorry, Commissioner.
Oh, sorry, Jack.
Hey. Six man.
Hey.
Sorry.
Take a shot for me, baby.
Hey.
Hey, he was bombing up. Man, he was killing it all season. He always killing it.
Got number one seed on. Got bombed.
Yeah.
And guess by who?
Don't even tell
Le'Veon
me.
Le'Veon Bell.
Oh, yes. I was about to say who he had Le'Veon. I was going to ask who had Le'Veon on him.
Boy, that was a killer.
Ran into him the wrong week.
Hey, wrong week. Any given Sunday.
Any given Sunday.
Any given Sunday. You already know.
Well, We're going to go from Any Given Sunday to Any Given Snitch at Wake Forest, because this guy, former Wake Forest player, former coach, he brought the new coach in. They didn't – if you fired, if you don't keep your job – oh, you just let go. I mean, it's the same thing, though, right?
What they did for him, they put him in a some kind of statistician radio.
Yeah, radio. Right. Okay, yeah. So
he was the play-by-play man on the radio. Like
there you go.
So this guy, Elroy.
That's his name, Elroy. That's it.
And look, giving out plays to opponents.
Give him the job next time.
And Louisville admits to receiving a few.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what's a few?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you can remember earlier this year, Wake Forest and Louisville was playing neck and neck in the first half.
17-17 at halftime.
Yeah. Hello? I wonder why.
Hey, I know what you're running in the second half.
And his best, one of his best buddies is the OC for Louisville.
Mm.
Scandalous.
I know he probably won't get another football job.
He won't get no job.
That part that's related to sports. He's
in
done.
Sports, he's
ain't
done.
Nobody gonna trust him.
He is out. That is, you can't get no lower than that.
Now he's done.
No lower than that.
Mm-mm.
And here's the thing: all the details hadn't come out yet, so we don't know the extent of what happened. We don't know if he was selling them.
Right.
Listen, I'm gonna give y'all something real deep. You don't know if he was selling this information to these teams.
Right.
Going to the Vegas and betting because he has an insider.
Exactly.
So insider trading. Right. So he may be gambling on this information that he's giving out. Look at this.
Yeah.
This man could. For 2 years. This could go deeper than we think.
No doubt.
This could get ugly.
Yeah.
Did you see how they started the investigation? Like what was found? It was a sheet of plays found in Louisville Stadium the day before the game.
Mm-hmm.
He could have given them to anybody. Like anybody could have those plays and maybe sold them or got something out of it.
But here's my argument. Who needs help to beat Louisville? To beat Wake Forest. So here's my point.
To
be Louisville of all schools and who their head coach is to be behind it, this person that everybody, he's more of a snake than Lane Kiffin to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for him to be tied up in this and this be Wake Forest, Louisville don't need help beating Wake Forest.
No.
So why would he get himself caught up, especially with what's going on with Rick Pitino?
Yeah.
Like Louisville can't stomach this right now.
Exactly.
And to G's point, they asked Pitino about that found paper, and you know what he said?
The answer.
I'm worried about trying to play Houston. We ain't concerned about no plays, and Houston went in there and bombed them.
Molly hop.
Yeah, maybe it was meant to be Houston on the paper instead of Wake Forest. Cause they got smashed.
He gave it to him.
Oh my god. New OC LSU is a former Pitt OC. Is it Matt Canada?
Canada, yeah.
43 points a game for Pitt this year.
Hey, they beat Clemson and they beat Penn State.
Sure
two of the top five teams in the country.
So, good move.
It was his time. He showed up this year.
We'll see.
Need a quarterback, right?
I mean, a lot of his plays, when you watched them, were a lot of formation changes. You know, how long would that get? You know, how long would it take to really get the people comfortable with that? If you watch, they ran a lot of misdirection. Like, you have a guy running in motion, he get to the quarterback and automatically turn and sprint the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all based on timing.
Mm-hmm.
And flipping his whole – he would flip the whole offensive line, you know, tackles over here. So a lot of that has to – you have to have the right mix of talent. You know, so – and that's a lot. You have a lot of hot coordinators and they go to a different school. But if they don't have the same type of – athlete there to run that system,
yeah,
it doesn't work out
the same. Yeah.
So that's going to be the issue. You know, you got to find those people.
Shout out to Facebook Live. They tuning in. They say, what up, SRT crew? So Lane Kiffin takes the job at Florida Atlantic. Tiff, it has been reported, and D. Will can probably comment on this. It's been reported that him and Saban agreed that this would be his last year. He had some very immature ways at the other two stops that he had, USC and Tennessee. Pretty much bottomed their program out. But, you know, those are programs they can rebuild quickly. No one would take him, and he said that he probably needed to take – this is the last job. I think he was looking forward to getting to that South Florida job, but didn't get that.
Charlie Strong got it.
Mm-hmm. So and what is your take on him getting this job, and is it just him being desperate or just not being patient?
I actually think that it is him being desperate and not being patient, because what he is building, what he has been building at Alabama and showing, like, he's showing that he can build a good program and actually run a good program and behind his offensive talents that he has.
Right.
So I just think that right now that he just wanted to get a coaching job so bad and wanted to get from under Nick Saban, because he's tired of Nick Saban talking to him like he a 5-year-old kid.
Little
and,
boy.
Right. And he said that he wanted to go somewhere where they use we, and the word we, as they like a family instead. Right. So, I mean, it's like he's making an emotional decision to me, because he's got some anger towards Saban right now.
And I would think the best way for him to have gotten back at Saban would have been to go down to LSU.
That part.
See, I think I guess he really just wanted to be a head coach.
Yeah.
Because he would have had the shelter of not being a head coach in a position that he's best suited for as OC, with someone who wants him.
Right.
Mm-hmm. See, I think that would have been a move to say, okay, Lane. I mean, okay, Nick.
Yeah.
I know what you can do. Mm-hmm. I know what I did with that offense. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take it down here. I know the style of defense you play. I know what you do. So if he was going to try to stick it to Nick, yeah, I thought he would have done that.
That part. I wish he would have did
him
that.
Taking – it would have set the SEC on fire.
Oh, man, that would have been amazing.
But it just, to me, for him to go to a school that's not a Power Five, I guess he has to build that reputation. I guess taking a lateral move would have still just kept him under thumb.
Well, he's still under thumb.
He's under thumb, but what I'm saying, he's over his own program is what I'm saying. He's not over a big program, but, hey – Florida Atlantic, if you don't get the Miami, the Florida State kids, it's a lot of them that just didn't qualify that can play.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I promise you, T.Y. Hilton and all those kind of people come out of those small schools down there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They can play.
Yeah, yeah, they can.
So he will make noise. I promise you
that. Well, he already signed a quarterback.
Yeah.
Former Florida State quarterback.
That's what I'm saying.
DeAndre Johnson.
That's the thing. He's going to get talent. And all he got to do is close ranks down there to get the ones that fall through.
Yeah.
But
that's true.
Go ahead, D. Will. I'm gonna ask this question next.
But it's a lot of rumors out there.
It's a bunch of
bunch of rumors. Now, it's rumored that Nick and Lane had an agreement that he could leave, but he couldn't go to LSU.
Ooh.
Okay. Now, because listen, they have issues.
Is it a contract?
No, I think this is a gentleman in agreement.
Okay.
Behind closed, but because they have a relationship, but Lane understands it's because of Nick Saban, he's even in the graces that he's in now.
True.
So he wouldn't want to stick it to Nick and go to LSU, because guess what he looks like. Old Lane Kiffin.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So he's still trying to rebuild his image. Now, I'm gonna turn the page a little bit, but this is all in the reason he didn't get the Houston job, because that's the job he wanted. Mm-hmm. When he decided he was up for the Houston job, because, you know, it reported it came out that he got it.
It did come out. Like, it was like breaking news.
Everybody knew he was leaving. After that deal fell through, he couldn't come back. Okay? You understand? He can't come back knowing. It's like my girl catch me out on a date with another chick, but then it doesn't work out, so I come home. That's not going to work. You see what I'm saying? So Lane wasn't going to come back because of that. But here's the other thing. The reason he didn't get the Houston job is because Major Applewhite, who is a ex-Alabama OC, got the job at Houston. But the reason he didn't leave Houston and go to Texas with Tom Herman, because Major Applewhite caught a case at Texas when he was there messing with a chick. So he couldn't get a job in Texas. So when Houston saw he can't go to Texas with Tom Herman and be his OC, we're going to hire him as the Houston coach. We're keeping Tom Herman umbrella right here. So that's why Lane Kiffin didn't get the Houston job. So when Lane Kiffin didn't get the Houston job, he can't go back to Alabama. I got to take FAU. Florida is gone to Charlie Strong. I'm left with nothing. So he had to go.
The Western Kentucky job is still open, ain't it?
He don't want that. ain't no
like
South.
Said, it's a hotbed. Like,
to him, it's a hotbed in Florida. So he can he can't go to Western Kentucky and do that.
Yeah, I mean.
But how crazy is that, that all these webs are intertwining?
But
because
it's every year is that way. It's a domino. We know it's a domino effect.
Of course.
But for people who are listening, man, I can't say this enough. I promise you, if you can find anywhere that you can get this kind of information from, please holler at your boy. Let me know. Because I just don't think you can get this type of information that we're providing anywhere.
You got to understand it, man. There's a lot going on.
You can't just cut it on and just listen. You got to research this stuff. And we're doing the lead work. So, Applewhite is at Houston. Charlie Strong is at South Florida. Thoughts on the Charlie Strong, South Florida deal?
Charlie Strong's, he knows the area. I mean, it's not like...
Feels good to be home.
Yeah, it's perfect. You throwing, you know... Well, he said, don't throw me in the briar patch. Don't throw me in the briar patch. That's where he's comfortable. He's going to go down there. He's going to get the athletes. Like I said, there are going to be athletes that are going to go to the big schools. You're going to get your Florida athletes. You're going to get your Florida State. You're going to get your Miami, Florida. But I promise you, there are so many that they can't take them all.
Nope.
So your South Floridas, your FAUs, Florida International, Central Florida. There's an abundance. That's all they do. It's warm enough where they play football 7-on-7 or something year-round.
It's 24-7.
24-7. So there are athletes out there, and they're going to find them. They're going to get them. And those schools down there are going to always be in that football business. So Charlie Strong will be fine itself. It's perfect for him. Perfect. South Florida. It's a perfect fit.
And I agree with you. But here's the thing. And I like chaos. I don't know. I missed last week, y'all, so I got a lot built up, so I want chaos. Okay. I want Tom Herman to flop at Texas. But I understand he's in a hotbed also, so he's going to get players. So if he's able to
cover this fool.
Exactly. So he should be successful. But I want Charlie Strong to go to South Florida and be successful so bad. Because every 5 years or so, you see a Central Florida. You see a South Florida. They have really good teams because they have this dynamic player that goes to the NFL and does well on their team. I want FAU. Be good. All right? Because they're good in basketball. Yeah. And we will have Coach Charlamagne Gibbons, an assistant coach from South Florida, on the show coming up this month. So stay tuned. But I want those teams. I want Charlie Strong to do well.
Because back in the day, you had the Marshalls with Chad Pennington and Randy Moss, and East Carolina.
Don't forget Byron Leftwich.
Byron Leftwich, yeah. So we had those teams. Yeah, exactly. Those are the type players.
So let's go, Charlie.
Yeah, I want him to do well also. I promise I do.
But he's in, like I say, with him being that being the DC at Florida during those Tebow years, he has that recruiting hype.
He does.
So he knows the area.
He knows the coaches, the high schools down there.
He knows parents and cousins and uncles, so he's good to go.
Yeah. And you have to be at a place that it's a fit and they want you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
He's wanted.
I don't think he was ever wanted at Texas.
Yeah.
And you don't think.
I mean, it was calling for his head as soon as he got
there. Hey, the day he got the job, you know his name. What's his name?
McCone?
Oh, yeah, Red McCone. Yeah.
Don't play that game.
But I'm going to tell you, Shaka Smart, he better keep it on speed dial.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something about Shaka Smart, though.
I'm just telling you.
Hey, you right, because he ain't doing what he's supposed to do. But I'm going to tell you, Shaka Smart light-skinned. He light-skinned.
So he got a longer chance?
He got a little bit of roll. He light-skinned.
Hey, but his hair don't lay down when he get wet.
He better get it gunned because he's not doing the job right now.
You're right. Hey, speaking of DCs, Florida loses their DC and he goes to Temple. Collins goes to Temple.
Mm-hmm.
They say he's pretty much like Matt Rhule, in the face, hard nose, and things of that nature.
Rah rah.
Sean Elliott gets the head coaching job at Georgia State. the offensive defensive lineman coach at South Carolina.
Yeah, defensive.
Yeah, defensive lineman. Yeah. So,
thank you.
Yeah, the Western Kentucky job still open. Jeff Tefford makes a comeback. Fresno State.
Is he at Fresno? I didn't hear that one.
Mm-hmm.
He's at Fresno State?
The Western Kentucky job has been filled by Mike Stanford.
Oh, yes, the offensive coordinator for Notre Dame, the youngest coach.
They can't 34. Hear him, so go ahead and say who it was.
Mike Stanford is the new head coach at Western Kentucky.
That's for the Facebook Live listeners.
Yeah, Facebook Live. He's actually 34 years old. Mm. I mean, I would have left Notre Dame, too, after the year they had.
Exactly. And you know what? Well, you were behind that?
So
I'm out of there.
Brian Kelly's lost both his coordinators, his top two quarterbacks, and right. He just went 4-8. How is he still working there?
Yeah. Oh, he probably won't be through the offseason.
Him and Jeff Fisher might be related.
Yeah.
It didn't work out too well for Jeff Fisher, right?
Not at all.
Let's get to some I got an email bag question. What do y'all think about NBA superstars taking off?
Glad you asked that.
Games. And let me just preface by saying it like this. If you're a parent, the team comes in once a year. For Christmas, you buy your kids tickets to the game to see LeBron or Kyrie. Go Duke. And the ticket prices are the ticket prices because of who's playing, right?
Exactly.
That part.
Am I right?
Yeah. Because of the team that's in town.
Yeah, because of the team in town. They decide not to play. What do you tell your kids?
I got a theory on that. I got a theory on that.
What's the theory?
If a coach decides to rest a star player in a road game, they should be fined. If they're not legitimately hurt. Not if you're sending them down for rest or he has a inflated elbow. You know, so if you got some BS excuse for why they're sitting out,
mm-hmm.
because the NBA is about revenue.
Yeah.
All right. And when these star players go on the road, like when LeBron comes to Atlanta, when he comes here, the floor seats go from $150 for the Pelicans to $350, $500, $1,500, $5,000, $4,000 for some of those seats just to see LeBron.
Right.
So if somebody bids on those seats, pays $2,500 a month in advance for those seats, and LeBron comes in who's healthy and doesn't play for rest,
mm-hmm.
I think it should be some sort of punishment for that.
You know, you can punish them all you want, and you can do and say what you want, but the TV money, the revenue that they get from that, the NBA will try to show and let all this come out and say that they care. And that, you know, they really don't like this, but they, you know, it's nothing they're going to be pressed unless the money is affected. Those $4,000 seats and all that, they sold. And the TV money is still going to come. The sponsorship money is still going to come until they're hit in the wallet by the negative, you know, by this negative press or whatever. And they have to write some checks back to these people.
That's what should happen,
but
man.
But see what's going to happen. You don't see them sitting out on national televised game. Nobody go sit out on Christmas.
Nope.
No.
You see what I'm saying? That's if they sat out, it let them sit out on Christmas.
That's my point. They should. That's why it should be some sort of fine.
Yeah.
Because the games that they need to play, they will play.
Exactly.
So but why?
I agree with you. Don't get me wrong. I'm on your side. But I'm saying it won't happen. It won't change unless they sit on a nationally televised game. Mm-hmm. People are going to watch on Christmas. That's when the NBA starts to kick around.
That's the
NBA. Right, but then if LeBron, say LeBron, Steph Curry sat out on Christmas, we turn the channel.
Exactly.
Hey, he's on a 5 and 6 days or a 5 and 4. No, Come on, please, man, miss me with that.
They grown men, and you get paid millions of dollars to play professional basketball. They got trainers, massage therapists, everybody to help them keep their bodies right.
And you're not taking a train from here to Golden State.
Like, seriously, and I mean, but they not even playing football. It's like they not playing. They not. It's not no constant contact. It's so chill.
I take it they body getting beat up. I ain't gonna take that from. I understand. But listen, when you sign that $100 million, $5 million. You signed up for 82 games.
You know how many games you playing. You knew how many games
listen,
you playing.
Listen, I'm sure in that contract, it stipulations you got to play this amount of games to get this.
To get this money.
You got to play this. So my thing is, if you got to play these games and you sign that contract for that amount of money, if you don't play that amount of games because of you don't want to play that night, I understand you may have an emergency. You don't play. But if you're not playing because of rest, if you're doing the Greg Popovich, I mean, you got to hit him in the wallet.
Yeah. Man, Kyrie, 24 years old, man.
Come on, man.
Right, and you can't play back to back. I'm sorry. He can play three nights in a row. He can play three nights in a row.
Come on, man.
I can kind of – LeBron's played 14 years.
I understand.
Okay, so – but still, that kid that was waiting to see him play tonight in Memphis is upset.
My whole point. If they miss on the road – you find them.
Yeah.
Listen, at your home games, do what you want to do. If you want to sit LeBron for a home game against Charlotte, do that. Because he's at home.
Right.
Your fans get to see him whenever they want to buy a ticket and come to the game. But when he comes to Atlanta or he goes on a road to somewhere else, he has to play if he's healthy. If not, you're sitting him for a rest.
Or you need to
be fine.
Refund the ticket.
That hurts the home team.
Hurts the bottom line, but
it hurts the home team.
But it's still that fan base. That fan.
You should find the Cleveland Cavaliers or the Golden State Warriors.
I totally agree.
You should find them for coming to Atlanta and not playing their best players.
That's bad. I agree. That's horrible that happens, man.
Yeah, that was a hell of an email bag question, I guess.
That was an email bag. I thought that was a topic on the sheet.
the Bowls kick off this weekend on the 17th. Grambling plays North Carolina Central.
Well, why is it funny when Grambling playing?
He just giggled, man. You going to giggle on the
HBCU? HBCU,
right.
They play football down there.
Right.
They do.
Yeah. And the bands are better.
Well,
that's probably why it's in Atlanta, because they're going to see the bands.
Oh, man, stop it. But shout out ASU, man.
New Mexico, UTSA.
Shootout.
Houston, San Diego State. And they playing this early?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Houston Bowles fell all the way off the map, man.
31 games, what, in between now and the 6th?
Yeah.
All right. Shout out Billy Miller. Y'all playing early.
no respect.
None.
Appalachian State playing Toledo. Shootout.
Toledo scores. App State scores. Yes, should be a good high scoring game.
And hey, shout out Josh Thomas, man. He played for me at Montgomery Academy. He played football for Appalachian State.
Okay. Yeah. Arkansas State, UCF.
Should be a pretty good match.
They play in the Cure Bowl.
Cure
some
what?
Of these names.
What you curing?
Who knows?
Georgia is playing in the
Plan B Bowl.
Pinstripe
really?
Bowl.
Really deep.
Hey, I'm saying you got to get it to somebody.
That's the one in New York, in Yankee Stadium, Pinstripe Bowl. Isn't that the one in Yankee Stadium?
Actually, it's in Memphis.
I thought that was Pinstripe Bowl. That's the Liberty Bowl.
Yeah, I'm sorry. They're playing in the Liberty Bowl.
Yeah, the Pinstripe Bowl is, I think that's New York.
Yeah, that's New York. But Georgia's playing in the Liberty Bowl.
Yeah, Liberty Bowl.
You going to see him? You going home?
Nah, I ain't going to be.
You going to be there?
I ain't never been to Elvis' house. No, I ain't going
to be. They playing TCU.
Okay. I mean, not exciting. It might find fruit comes up.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, it's an extra week of fruit.
All
right, let's get to something exciting. Florida State versus Michigan.
Stop. Hold up. The App State game will be in Montgomery.
There you go.
Okay. Well, I don't know if I'm
Shout out my boy Tay Harris for letting me know.
There you go. Florida State, Michigan.
It should be a good matchup.
It will be.
You get to see, you know, Florida State came on and started to look a little better toward the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan disappointed that they're not in the four. Will they bring that intensity? I think with their head coach, they're going to
They're going to come intense. They're not going to roll over.
He's going to make sure that they come to play.
For sure.
It'll be the last game for Jabril Peppers, and it'll be a good matchup between him, a young freshman quarterback. You know, we'll see what happens. So, Francois, so it should be a good matchup.
Hey, listen, Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, he got
is about to he is about to up his draft stock. He understands this is his last. This is last piece of tape.
Yeah,
won't have everything else will be in tights and you know what I'm saying and what they call it.
They're the combine and that what they call
The combine. They call them uniform something.
All right, I've heard it called the underwear Olympia.
Bingo, the underwear Olympia. That's what I was looking for. This is last piece of film, so he's gonna show up.
I have a quick question about that. With Cook and I know you've looked at mock drafts. Could Cook be taken before Fournette in the draft? Does he have a chance?
Nah.
They got him.
Short of Fournette being kidnapped.
Yeah.
Really?
Or RIP doing the Lynn bias.
Yes.
He's going that, first. He's going.
Yeah.
They got Ashley Cook going to Tampa.
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
That would be nice.
So just another nugget of information. Nebraska, Tennessee. Are we even interested? Music City Bowl.
That'd be something. I'd put some fruit cups on. Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be.
Is Butch Jones still there? Is he still the coach?
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
But his seat hot.
Oh, his seat on fire.
His seat is hot.
I'm gonna tell you. It's one reason Butch Jones will make it through the off season. Nobody else is available.
True.
Yeah. It's
because the dominoes have failed already. So if it's not that one person, and the only place he could really go for Tennessee to make that move is the NFL.
Yeah.
Like I say, it's not a lot of names that, unless it's something like a hot coordinator or position coach that we don't, that's not on the radar that we don't know about that could go get
I think
that.
He's but, gone out of this year because after Nate, you're probably toward the middle. This year was his window.
Yep.
He had everything he needed this year. This team was primed and ready, and they didn't get it done. And I don't think that team is going to be better next year than it is this year. You lose your quarterback.
And running back.
And running backs and a lot of your defense.
And your wide receivers.
So I just don't see it. I mean.
But here's the thing. He already had a cloud over his head.
Yeah.
With the scandal that was going on at Tennessee. True. And now for you to have your top running back and one of your top recruits transfer on you, and it's still those rumblings inside the program. I don't see how he makes it.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough. And for those who are wondering about the playoffs, December 31st, of course, that's New Year's Eve.
Woo, woo.
3 o'clock, Alabama versus Washington here at the Dome. And 7 o'clock in Glendale, Arizona, got Clemson and Ohio State playing as well. So
it's going to be good.
And the only other interesting game that I can see on here is the LSU-Louisville game, which is playing at 11 a.m. on the 31st.
See, that's where I think it needs to be 8. You would make the bowl season more hyped. Yeah. I mean, you would have at least 4 games I would say it would be 5 games because with the championship game, but you would have 5 games that really meant something.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? You got those quarterfinal, semifinal, and then championship game.
Lamar going to go off against LSU?
I don't think so.
I honestly don't think so either.
I honestly don't.
He's going to finally play real football.
Yeah, I think that people have started to make him throw the football more, which is, if anything, you have to do is make him pass the ball.
Yeah.
You know, I think he's okay as a passer, but he's not going to set the world on fire. And you keep him in the pocket. And with the athletes that LSU has, they can put pressure on him.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what something I realized about Lamar Jackson. He tiny, man.
He is.
Like, he's slim of build. And I understand he has a nice arm, and he's the fastest quarterback we've ever seen. Like, him and Michael Vick running the 40 is going to be – that's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be a ticket photo finish. So, I was high on him as an NFL quarterback.
I knew you were. We talked about it.
Because I thought he could change the game. But, man, his slide – he's not Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott's a big kid. You understand?
Country like, boy.
Exactly.
But he has another year. I mean,
I don't see his frame.
You gonna put him on the IV of gravy and grits?
What you gonna put him on that Barry Bonds?
That's
all you gonna be able to do. You know what I'm saying? Put him on that Barry Bonds. That,
you know, his body might not respond to the weight.
But he doesn't even look as if he has. Can put on exactly. The weight. He can't carry it.
Right.
So, wow. I don't know.
But, hey, you know how skinny Brady was when he came out. And I'm not comparing him to Brady. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But Brady was real thin.
He wasn't that poor. He po. Now, from
the country. But what we always say, what makes Lamar is being able to run. Yeah. And when you take him out of what he does that makes him effective, you're really defeating why you want to draft.
Another player, well, it may be a bad comparison, but as far as like the frame and the build, Colin Kaepernick was like 190 when he came into the league. And Lamar Jackson may be a project when he comes into the league to where, okay, we need to put some weight on him and then try to make that work with all of his skills.
But here's my issue. Colin Kaepernick, 6 foot five, 6'4", 6'5". Lamar Jackson, 5'11", 6 feet.
So is he that short?
Yeah, he's not tall.
Oh, never mind. I thought he was taller.
No.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson is 6 feet. He's that short?
He is 6 feet tall. He's Michael. He's 6 feet. They haven't listed as 6'2", 190. So that means he's 6 foot, 175.
Yikes.
Wow.
And
is that you got an afro?
Yeah, exactly. But like you say,
they counted that.
You don't see his. You don't see his shoulders. You don't see his shoulders being able to carry that.
To carry it, I agree.
That's crazy. All right, that's it for the roundtable discussion for the first hour, man. Sponsored by Jay's Used Cars. Please go to jaysusedcars.com for all your car needs. You can give them a call at 770-496-0339. Mention SRT or Sports Roundtable. Get a 10% discount on your down payment. And we're going to get to a quick sports update, but that's going to be it for the first hour of the show. When we come back, we got that FanDuel report and the water cooler report coming up in the second hour. But now let's get to a sports update.
And now it's time for a sports update.
Welcome to your sports update with the Jewel of Sports, Tiffany Boyd, on the Sports Roundtable Show. NBA news for you. The NBA and the NBA Players Association have agreed on a 7-year collective bargaining agreement deal. Specific terms will be made available at a later date. But like I told you in the previous show, you can catch the archive shows on hm3inc.com that they were going to start the regular season a week early to space out the games and eliminate the number of back-to-backs. This deal will also include two-way contracts between NBA teams and NBA D-League affiliates that will offer teams the chance to add a 16th and 17th roster spots and pay players differently based upon their assignments in either league's minor league or as part of the parent team. Another key change expected is in regard to max contracts for veteran players. They will now be able to sign 5-year max deals even if their 36th birthday occurs during the life of the contract, which they weren't able to before.
Wow.
Yeah, so that'll be good for like LeBron and all them because they're getting older. So
LeBron the one who made
he probably
the suggestion.
Told him, yeah, exactly. Of course, yeah. Of course he did. Lamar Odom, hadn't heard much from him lately.
Yep.
Yeah, he's been kind of quiet over the last few months. He's still been battling his addictions after his apparent overdose in Nevada on October 13, 2015. Now he has checked himself into rehab because he doesn't want to relapse and he wants to have a fresh new year. His divorce with Khloe Kardashian will be finalized this Saturday. So he actually has checked himself into a 30-day program. I'm also told you in a previous show that LeBron James donated $2.5 million to the National Museum of African American History and Culture at the Smithsonian for the Muhammad Ali exhibit. And now his production company has begun work on an HBO documentary that will reflect Muhammad Ali's life. So that should be pretty cool. He's definitely all into films and movies and stuff.
Yeah, I like that.
Steve Francis, former NBA star, has had a few recent run-ins with the law. A few weeks ago, he was arrested for driving under influence in Houston, and he threatened revenge on the arresting officers. This past Monday, he turned himself in for a burglary of an unoccupied conveyance charge in Florida. According to jail records, the charge is a third-degree felony that can see Francis jailed for up to 5 years. He allegedly burglarized a BMW that was parked outside a restaurant. He took a wallet, gold wedding ring, gold diamond band, earrings, and $100. And when he got pulled over, he was going 88 in a 65.
So we talk about Stevie Franchise.
Yeah, we talk about
the former NBA basketball player.
Man, yeah, we
breaking
talk about
in,
him.
Burglarizing and things
stealing,
of that nature.
Like breaking in somebody's car and stealing their stuff. Like, he hurting like that?
Wow.
Yeah. That's sad. And you know what? We're saying that. That's a wrap on your sports update with the Jewel of Sports. Catch us every Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on WWE AM 1100.
We'll be back with more Sports Roundtable on WWE 1100 AM.
You are listening to AM 1100, Atlanta's sports and entertainment radio network, a service of Beasley Broadcast Group. Take us with you wherever you go. Download TuneIn or iHeartRadio on your mobile device. WWE Hapeville.
The opinions expressed during the sponsored programs on this station are strictly those of the program hosts, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of Beasley Broadcast Group, this station, its staff, other advertisers, or agencies.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-506-6912. 800-506-6912. 800-506-6912. That's 800-506-6912.
This is a national healthcare alert from the Health Hotline. If you have severe knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. Finally, there's a way to reduce your pain without surgery or taking medications. Call us today and learn how you can qualify to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. We'll even ship your brace for free. If you have excruciating knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving, nearly invisible knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used one. They're comfortable and they work, and we guarantee your happiness. So call right now and get yours. I promise, we're here to take your call. Thank you.
Call 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
AHO.
What up?
We must be back with a new season, man. 1100 AM.
That right?
And we got Tiff, Hand in the building, HO and Coach. You now about to witness the strength of sports talk radio.
Lego.
I can read your mind, you know it's that time.
Hold up.
Boy, I'm so fly, I feel like Brent Grimes. About to kill the whole season, man. SRT got picks for days. Ain't no telling when I'm all in, never stalling. Pass the ball in the LBJ. That's the King fam. Woo. Been balling since Space Jam. New logo like the LA Rams. SRT next up. Big dog picks Devin Hester. And that's the word on the street. Tiff got me right like we run in the screen. Real Woo. Talk, Kane, I know what I mean. We causing the scene. SRT got what you want every week.
I ain't gonna say it, no.
What up? It's Sports Roundtable live from the SRT studios overlooking Atlantic Station. And we here in the A. What up, A? I'm your humble host, Mr. H.O. from Bankhead. I got Tiff, Handy with the Coach, G Money behind the glass dropping them beats. And we are the SRT crew in the building doing it live each and every Wednesday, 8 to 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you want to give us a call, please contact us at 404-603-8770. Call us and get some off your chest. Ask us some if you want to. First hour of the show was great. We talked about Lane Kiffin a lot. We talked about the coaching carousel in college football, the OCs and all them people just shuffling it around and things of that nature. And let me go ahead and actually forgot to do the question of the day, first hour of the show, but we'll do it now. Question of the day, do you play Julio this week? So.
No.
Let us.
Not with a sprained toe.
So, what's the difference between a sprained toe and a turf toe?
We're going to have to get a physician to call in. Or
which toe is it?
Somebody to rehab a physical therapist or something to call in and let us know what. I mean, he said they say he got upgraded.
Yeah, upgrade to a sprained toe. Yeah, not called turf. A turf toe. I think that's a lot of small. I don't think he's gonna play again, but I think what that's doing is giving the opposition something to think about.
If you can't beat San Francisco without Julio, you got problems.
Yes. That part right there.
Yeah, I agree. Sanu actually practiced today, so.
Yeah.
So is he gonna do something in the game?
Yeah.
Since he practiced today?
You know he'll pull up lane quick. All right, man. We got that coming up. We got a FanDuel. What a cooler. And then we got a second hour of that roundtable discussion. But right now, we're going to kick it to my main man from Memphis, the number 1A Dallas Cowboy football fan in the world.
We still here.
My man, Hancock.
How's your fantasy team doing? Terrible? We'll let the sports superhero help you out with the FanDuel Report.
What's up, my FanDuelers? Well, we're coming to you this week to talk about the value player of the week, who was Carlos Hyde, running back with San Francisco 49ers. Cost $6,900 last week and got 26 points. It was a great play. The perfect lineup for last week was Tom Brady with 27.14 points. This guy was a stud last week at running back. Le'Veon Bell.
Ding, ding.
Le'Veon Bell single-handedly beat a lot of people this week. He had 49.8 points of FanDuel, and he cost $9,000. Bilal Powell was the other running back with 32.4 points. Chris Hogan, wide receiver for the Patriots, got 22.1 points. Emmanuel Sanders was 21.5. T.Y. Hilton got you 22 points even. Tyler Eifert got 19 points. And Nick Novak, kicker with 19, and Atlanta Falcon defense came through with 26 big points. They look very good this week.
Vic Beasley had 20 himself.
Vic Beasley turned up. So if you could have put him in your lineup, it would have been great, but he's a defensive player, so he couldn't get it. Little bit of a note on Mr. Le'Veon Bell. Bell scoring that 49 points was the most since 2014. Jamal Charles, I think, at the time had 51 points back then. So Le'Veon went off. I don't know if that'll happen again this year, but he really put up some points this past week. Sleepers last week, well, not sleepers, but players I said look out for last week was Odell Beckham Jr. got you 17.4. Julian Edelman got you 10 points. I won't talk about Stephon Diggs or Golden Tate. They really didn't do anything. Quarterback Matt Stafford did get 18.4, which wasn't enough for my team. I got eliminated from the playoffs. Matt Ryan got 21.4 points, and Aaron Rodgers got 21 points. David Johnson, running back, was 14 points. Matt Asiata got 10. I said keep him as a sleeper, who was very like a value pick. He came through pretty good for 10 points. And Shady McCoy got you 19.8, which wasn't bad. This week, take Shady again. Look for him to have a good run this week. Also, look at the Falcon duo. The Devontae Freeman and Coleman should be a good play. You might even want to handcuff them this week playing against San Francisco at home.
26 in the NFL in run defense.
See, that's what I'm saying. So you might want to look at those guys. Quarterback, look for Aaron Rodgers again. He is heating up, guys. Put him in your FanDuel lineups. He is throwing the football. Jordy Nelson is starting around in the shape. And they're going to be a team that if they make the playoffs, people will not want to play. I'll just be honest with you. That offense can't click. Tyrod Taylor this week will be a sleeper. I think he will be the quarterback that will surprise people this week, will put up a lot of points. Wide receiver, look for Mike Evans against the Cowboys. Cowboys secondary is a little suspect. They do give up big plays, as noted with the Odell Beckham catch. That's the only reason we lost the game. It was a one-play deal. T.Y. Hilton also. Look for him to have a big game. That ends your FanDuel report for this week. Hope this helps you out. Tune in next week. Hopefully we did something for you.
Appreciate that hand. And I'm trying to see that. It was somebody sent me an email about FanDuel. I can't remember what it was. But anyway, let me see. I'll see if I can find it. But did Charles do that in the snow as well? Because it seemed like
I don't think it was a snow game. I had to research it. I don't think it was.
Yeah, because I think I remember one of those Jamal Charles type games where he just went ballistic, you know. So,
all right, Marty Terry, cousin of mine in Memphis, says turf toe will heal faster than a sprung toe.
That's what I kind of thought.
Dr. Marty.
Okay.
All right, and no Teresa Ponzi wants to know: will the Falcons win this weekend?
Oh, without a doubt.
You heard it here on the Sports Roundtable.
Without a doubt.
They said they will win this week.
Yeah, absolutely. We putting up stoves about 8 o'clock.
I heard that.
Yes, sir.
Celebration.
You know what I'm saying? So, all right, man, that is your FanDuel report by my main man, Han. But now we about to run into the break room. And we go visit the Jewel of Sports and see what she's talking about at that water cola.
I don't know about you, but I'm a bit parched. Let's see what they're talking about at the water cooler.
Man, G-Money is jamming today. Yeah, welcome to the Water Cooler Report with the Jewel of Sports. This Water Cooler Report is sponsored by Blunt Power. Get the best car air fresheners around town with Blunt Power. 3 sprays last for days. Go to www.bluntpower.com for all of your favorite flavors. All right, y'all know I like to kick it at the water cooler. And this week, I had them talking at the water cooler about the top 10 NBA defensive players of all time, like, at this very moment. So it can include, like, some current players. So
okay.
I'm going to just go run down the list real quick of the 10 that we came to a consensus with at the water cooler, and then the SRT crew can jump in. And
All right.
So I'm going to go from 10 to 1.
Okay.
So 10, we're putting LeBron James right there.
Because, at 10?
Yeah, we putting him right there right now, all right?
At 10.
So, yeah. Number 9, we're going with Kobe Bryant. Number 8, we're going with Kevin Garnett.
Hold on. So, pause. Restate what we're doing again.
They're naming the top 10 NBA defensive players of all time, like leading up to right now.
Okay, so that means
so we start. Before
you
go crazy, let's get to the list.
I wanted to make sure I heard it right.
So can I get through the list and name the players before you have a fit in the corner?
Go.
All right. Where was I even at?
KG at 8.
Okay. Yeah. Number 7, Dikembe Mutombo. Number 6, Ben Wallace. Number 5, Gary Payton. Number 4, Michael Jordan. Number 3, Scottie Pippen. Number 2, Dennis Rodman. And number 1, Hakeem Olajuwon.
I agree with number 1.
Now, and there's reasons like behind, because they started weighing in number of times that they made all NBA first defensive team, how many times they won like NBA defensive player of the year, because like Ben Wallace won it 4 times, and so did Dikembe Mutombo, but it only took Ben Wallace to do it in 5 seasons, and it took Dikembe Mutombo 7. So that that's how they were kind of ranking them like that too.
Well, I would just say,
where's Dwight Howard?
of all time? Where? He ain't in my top 10.
Yes.
It's 2 players.
How many times
right?
did he have to win defensive player of the year for him to win?
But it's Ron Artest.
It's 2 players.
Ron Artest.
I said Ron Artest. In the water cooler.
Where's the claw? He ain't even on this list. He's supposed to be the best defensive player in the league right now. Right?
Yeah.
But he's only played
somebody don't know who the claw is.
5 seasons.
San Antonio.
Kawhi Leonard.
He's only played
like
5
some
seasons.
Some people don't know his nickname.
Oh, I'm my bad.
Kawhi Leonard.
We got listeners.
And
savvy as
you. And Draymond.
Yeah.
They both played.
He's only played 4. This is his fifth season.
Right, they ain't been in there that long. So
Here's my problem. They really weren't
on the all-time list because they haven't made all those accomplishments yet.
Where's Tony Allen?
Okay. Exactly.
Yeah, where's Joe Dumars?
Ooh, he's a good one too.
See, my point is, I can go through this
Where's
list.
Michael Cooper.
I can go through this list and beat this
Somebody
list with
actually
a baseball bat.
Cooper in hey, the water cooler. Hold Somebody on. Mention him.
Where is Bill Russell?
Supposedly the best player.
Yeah, somebody mentioned him in the water cooler.
Now, this gonna be a sleeper right here. Fat Lever.
Yeah, Fat Lever.
Listen, I can go through this list and beat it with a baseball bat. Okay, now listen.
You got G-Money. Don't get me wrong. It's some nice names.
It's some good names on there.
But they're mostly big men.
That's what. Yeah. And it's mostly superstars.
names that you can.
John Stark.
Well, of course, the people at the Monica.
D. Will.
You got to think about this. We at the water cooler, they not as sports savvy as you are. So we're not going this as deep. Can you think about this?
You should have beat them up then. You should have beat them up.
Hold on. I mean, I was in it. Like I told you, I threw in a couple of names y'all just mentioned, but they were trying to come to a group consensus. So I got shut down because it wasn't a majority vote.
I got you. Go ahead, Jimmy.
The third leading shot blocker in NBA history is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah.
How is he not on?
I mentioned him at the water cooler.
Well, I tell you what, this is what we need. We need to create our own list, obviously.
We need an SRT list, and I need to take it back to the water cooler, and we're going to fight with it.
Because, yeah, because them folks in that office building going to get their sports talk revoked.
Marty said LeBron should be around 20.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
But you got a
bunch of LeBron bandwagon fans right now, so that's why they're picking him.
I feel like the players, like how they play on offense, factor too much into that.
That's how I felt, and that's what I said. I was like, Michael Jordan, I didn't want him that high.
I can't put LeBron on there because anybody that goes 2 or 3 months without committing a foul ain't playing defense.
Ain't playing no defense.
I don't care how many
chase downs he have.
That's all they see.
He's just showing off his speed.
That was the first thing they named. They said he the best player at running down people that's on the fast break and blocking the shot.
But you know, I got an argument. I'm going to kill y'all with this. Hold on. I'm going to kill y'all with this. If we're going to talk about LeBron James chase down blocks, Steph Curry the best defender in the world. He leads the league in steals. We are not saying that. Stop.
Hey, look.
We are SRT. We not saying that. That was just the water cooler break room talk that I was bringing in here. Okay.
Now, if someone would have had James Harden on that list,
oh Lord,
we'd have shut this show down.
We would have had to end the show at 9:20.
We'd have had to shut the show down.
Listen, yo, the people you talk to sipping water, we would have to. They're not allowed to talk no more.
All right, go ahead. Let's keep going.
Well,
what's the next thing?
We're going to do our list. Okay, well, now they're going to talk about the five players that you should watch in the NBA right now. That's what they're talking about next.
Top five is watch.
So, of course, the James Harden, Russell Westbrook show and the Warriors show that they put on. Of course, they're watching that. But they said that people need to be watching Kemba Walker of the Charlotte Hornets because he's averaging career numbers right now and has Charlotte Hornets playing good. Giannis Antetokounmpo of the Milwaukee Bucks, of course, because he's a point center hybrid. Yeah, and he's doing his thing out there. Even though their team is losing right now, but he's doing his thing. Harrison Barnes for Dallas Mavericks. Okay. Since Dirk went out, he's picked up the slack and he's playing well.
A dude must have walked in the war here now.
I work with majority men.
Oh, okay.
So I'm around the water cooler with guys, not girls.
Okay.
They just got some very suspect opinions at times.
That part right there.
All right.
Mike Muscala, Atlanta Hawks. Because, yeah, they said that he's balling
right
now.
They're going deep.
Yeah.
Yeah, too deep.
Yeah. That's a reach. He might have got some free tickets.
Hey, bro. That's a wrong.
An Atlanta native brought him up.
Right, okay.
And so I said him because Big Ho's on the show.
There you go.
So
right.
I threw him in. It was man Atlanta bun. In there.
Okay. He from A. Man bun.
Yeah. It was an Atlanta native.
He got a sock in his hair.
Yes. I can't stand you. And the last one they're talking about is Joel Embiid of the 76ers. Because right now he's basically joining Tim Duncan, Alonzo Mourning, Hakeem Olajuwon, Shaquille O'Neal, and David Robinson as the only rookies to collect at least 18 points, 7.5 rebounds, and 2.5 blocks per game.
Actually, I got an email question about him. So that was nice.
You know who's still not getting enough talk?
Who?
Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis.
He's a superstar.
I mean, balling, though, man.
I think he's a superstar.
He's not getting the ball. Hey, but before
we leave that, I think Antetokounmpo is really worth the price of admission. We should be watching him. I agree. And my boy, and on Facebook, my boy Drenzo Payne, he's big on him. But I'm going to tell y'all, go and start smiling. The person to watch is Jabari Parker.
Yeah. My man.
Hey, listen. Yeah. On that team.
He's picked it up.
But you see his potential.
Oh,
like,
my God.
The Greek Freak is a specimen. He has all the tools.
But Jabari
Parker does stuff he's not supposed to do at that size.
Yes.
Very true.
You know what I'm saying? It's just I think he can develop into a LeBron James.
It's bad that
I see it.
It's not enough TV time. They need to be on.
Oh, they got to be on TV.
They're going to get some more TV time.
Nobody's seeing them.
They're going to get some more.
That's the problem.
They got to have more free NBA.
They won't get on TV till next year. They got to go to the playoffs and make a run. You got Jason Kidd has to get them into the playoffs, get them into a series that matters.
Are they going to be able to sign him back?
Jason Kidd?
They got to be coming up on their contract.
They just re-signed him. He got an extension.
Yeah. He just got an extension last season.
No, I'm not talking about him.
Oh, Anthony Tacumbo.
They're going to be able to sign Jabari back.
They don't got all that money, they ain't got nobody. They paying nobody.
Yeah, they're not paying nobody right now.
I know, but do they want to stay there?
Yeah, they got to. Of course. They got to.
Jabari close to home.
I know he's close to home.
But I'm saying, Ansa Tacumpo, he's not going to get any more money anywhere else.
Boy, them lights show bright on Broadway, though. Promise they are.
Yeah, the Lakers. But you be recruited for. You work for the Lakers.
Do
you?
Nah, Broadway is
in New York. He's talking about New York.
I'm talking about Ansa Tacumpo in New York with
Porzingis?
But not. Well,
are you kidding me? That would be insane.
I don't
insane.
Think he's going to make that move. He's not going to make that move.
Melo about to go.
Yeah, I'm saying you're going to trade Melo.
Melo about to get up out of there.
Melo got no trade clause, though.
It has to be a trade he approves.
I think it's a method to the madness of my man Phil. Phil is trying to insult him enough to where he wants to live.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what he's doing.
He's making moves.
He's poking the bear.
He's poking the bear right now.
He's
talking about he's holding the ball too much.
Yeah.
He's talking about LeBron. Yeah. LeBron likes.
Yeah.
And they all are talking about playing together somewhere before the end of their career.
He can go to Cleveland.
Yeah, it can be something to that. All right, Tiffany, let's keep it going.
Well, I got something.
I got
one more story in the water cooler report and we good. Under Armour is all into performance improvement. They have invested hundreds of millions of dollars into software by scooping up popular apps like MyFitnessPal and MapMyFitness, and it now commands a user base of 190 million globally and a community that has logged 2.5 billion workouts and 9 billion different foods. So now they are trying to aim at becoming a more active coach to help athletes improve their performance. In 2017, they are going to launch a new smart shoe. They are going to debut 3 smart shoes, and they have built-in sensors in them that track runs without needing a link to your cell phone or a mobile or any kind of mobile device. They want to sell all these shoes in 2017, and these shoes will retail between $140 and $160. These shoes are meant to appeal to a broader range of runners that want super light shoes or those with more cushion support. These shoes will actually also tell you when it's time for you to exercise, if you are big on timing when you want to exercise. The most interesting new feature on this shoe is a jump test. So it's basically a coaching tool that will help athletes determine how prepared you are to work out. Before going out for your run, you will jump up and down 6 times, and the sensor in the shoe will measure an average air time of those jumps, and it will determine your muscle fatigue, and then the app will tell you the recommendation on how strenuous your workout should be.
Okay.
They're going all over the place.
They're going way far.
Yeah.
But that's technology for you. And you know what? That's a wrap on your Water Cooler Report with the Jewel of Sports. This Water Cooler Report is sponsored by Blunt Power. Get the best car air fresheners around town with Blunt Power. 3 sprays last for days. Go to www.bluntpower.com for all of your favorite flavors.
Hey, man, this Water Cooler Report.
Y'all getting hype up in the Water Cooler today,
y'all. I wish I was at this J.O.
You know what I mean? You would have got fired today.
You would have got fired today if you was at my job.
You
might need to meet some of them folk, boy.
D would have punched somebody in the water at the water cooler.
Boy, stop.
Hey, man, we're going to take a quick break. Come back with our roundtable discussion. Keep it locked. Sports Roundtable.
Are you thinking about changing the station? Well, don't, because Sports Roundtable will be right back.
I'm H.O. from Bankhead.
I'm the Jewel of Sports, Tiffany Boyd.
And you got Hancock, the sports superhero.
And I'm D. Will, the coach.
Check out Sports Roundtable each and every Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on WWE 1100 AM, where we give sports information and we do it in an entertaining way.
We provide live sports updates, sports reports, and breaking news.
And the best daily fantasy FanDuel picks in America.
and also the hottest topics with the roundtable discussion and the top-notch interviews when you step in the Coach's Corner.
Again, check out Sports Roundtable with the SRT crew each and every Wednesday from 8 to 10 o'clock p.m. only on WWE 1100 AM. And if you love the show,
tell a friend.
And if you didn't,
we're going to build a wall for you.
Our favorite hashtag,
We Know Sports.
You're listening to Sports Roundtable with the SRT crew on WWE 1100 AM.
Here's your SRT Roundtable discussion.
We're back. Sports Roundtable discussion about to get jumped off. G-Mon, I got an email last week, man. Someone wanted to know, can you make them a CD?
He got the best tunes, y'all. He put the best music together.
They didn't even say of who. They just said, can he make me a CD of
the
soundbite?
What we need to do is make a SRT mix of all the songs that we play on the joint.
Yeah, for real.
For sure.
I tell him to be a little more specific.
Matter of fact, I got a joke to tell for that. But listen, most impressive performance so far this year. 7 straight triple doubles. Russell Westbrook. 60 points in 29 minutes. 20 points, 20 assists, no turnovers. Chris Paul. 13 threes in one game. Teenager.
Bradley Carey brother.
Exactly. 34 points in the first quarter. Kevin Love.
Is the teenager ball brother?
Steph Curry.
Ball brother had 72 points the other night.
Are you serious?
He did?
His brother that's going to UCLA next year. He has 72.
God. Yeah. They balling. But for 2 years, you have been talking about Chino.
Yes, I have.
So if you're a lawyer, listen, you know about the high school we're talking about in California.
I'm sorry, I derailed.
Yeah, that's fine. But your most impressive, Tiffany?
I got to go with the 60 points in 29 minutes.
That's hard to beat. But to have 20 and 20 is hard also.
With no turnovers.
That's what I mean.
Like, you dish
it. No turnovers. You drop a dime.
I'm for real.
That's hard.
But
I mean, you can say hard on all of that. 60 and 29.
Why you think I'm asking you to choose?
Bruh. But I'm saying seven straight triple doubles
is ridiculous.
I mean, but like.
Your phone went off.
Like, that's like expect. That was expected of him.
You want to see?
He goes 100 miles an hour, and he had the chance to have the ball in his hands the whole entire game without Kevin Durant around.
Hey, 13 threes is good, but it's not on the level of these others.
But G, if it was easy, everybody be doing it. It ain't like everybody do 13 threes.
You right. But,
good point.
34 points.
All right, you got us.
And we got Kevin Love, man. We forgot Kevin Love. 34 points in a quarter?
Yeah. In the first quarter.
Like, in the first quarter.
That's what I'm saying.
He didn't stretch yet.
That's the best pregame I ever seen.
G Money, who you got, man?
I picked 60 and 29.
She picked 60. I think I'm going to have to go with 60 and 29.
That's
too.
A lot of points that's in 29 minutes, yo. Come on. Right,
I like the 7 triple doubles in a row, because that hadn't been done since like Jordan, like 89, I think.
Yeah.
But along with Klay scoring 60 in 29 minutes, somebody said he only took 11 dribbles.
He did.
11 dribbles.
That was on the show.
Yeah, yeah. I reported.
That's catch and shoot. He's the best catch and shoot guy in the league.
Be real.
You're going to talk yourself out of every answer. It's hard.
2020, no turnovers.
That's
been it, for real. That's off the chain.
I'm going 2020, no turnovers.
Yeah, that's off the chain.
And the first 20 don't even matter. It just make it sound good.
Yeah.
That 20 and none.
Yeah, with that dropping 20 dimes and you didn't turn the ball over one time.
Sick,
that's amazing.
Okay, and you know I have been down.
I know you have.
On Chris Paul.
Yeah, me too.
He was my number 5 point guard in the league, and he still is.
Yep.
But 20 and nothing?
That's hot.
No other point guard that I name is doing that.
Not at all.
All right. Email bad question. Shoot. Shouldn't the NBA be showing DeRozan some more love?
Yes. Yes.
He's not getting any love.
None.
You know what? I am not one of those people that's going to agree with this. Okay. I don't agree with that. He don't need as much love as y'all feel that he should get.
Mm.
Okay. D?
Nowhere near. Because he's in Toronto. He in the six. It's the same thing we were saying about Milwaukee. They're not on TV.
Not on TV enough.
And
he doesn't. He, you know,
second leading scorer. First,
he doesn't
second.
Dunk on people like.
Like he should,
but if he dunked on people and was more boisterous,
But he's not the personality. Okay,
if you're gonna say personality, he has none.
Zero.
Steph is
light skinned.
His best friend is a little Romeo.
Exactly. So, Steph is light skinned. Really, so that's his ploy. LeBron is LeBron.
Right.
You got. That's about it. You know, like when you look at stars, Kawhi Leonard,
same
he's the same as DeMar DeRozan, but he just plays for San Antonio,
right?
You're talking about like players with some kind of personality.
Yeah,
there's only a handful of those, or maybe like three in the whole league,
right?
Because players aren't. I feel like a lot more NBA players aren't allowed to have some kind of personality because of it's going to hurt their brand. And it's going to hurt the league.
James Harden cut his beard. He doesn't get his money.
I wanted him to go to LA. Right. Remember that?
Yeah.
I wanted if he went to LA where he grew up.
Oh, he would be on right
be
now.
A star now. Yeah,
he should have went there. They would have gave him the money.
Yeah.
Like Nick Young is more of a star than DeMar DeRozan.
Oh my goodness. That's so right.
That's sad.
Oh my God.
It's a good point. It's
right.
Really
I mean,
sad.
That's he's part LA. Of it. He's in a market where
but he's also he brands himself. He always running his mouth. He has a personality to put him out there like that. DeMar DeRozan don't talk like
he's from LA.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's like he doesn't have that personality to be out there. Swaggy P always on social media. He always doing something.
He has his own shoes.
The ladies
don't like DeRozan because he always run his mouth. That personality will get you somewhere.
And that's true. The ladies don't like DeRozan.
You're right. We sure don't.
The ladies love Steph.
Yeah.
The ladies love LeBron.
Yeah.
The ladies love a James Harden.
Yeah.
Like, ladies, Russell Westbrook. Oh, my God, girl.
But, D, let me ask you this. If he's putting up those numbers in L.A. right now, I think the ladies might not love him, but they start liking him a whole lot.
They would, but I'm going to tell you like this.
They start liking him a whole lot.
But here's the problem. Here's the issue.
He going to start looking a little bit better, huh?
Tinseltown, I'm telling you, they would get behind a star. L.A. needs a star. And he has star numbers.
He does.
I'm telling you, on as much as they on the court. Late night.
On the court.
And he's from L.A. He's that kid.
Yeah. But I'm going to tell you like this. I think if he went to L.A., Swaggy P would still be a bigger star in L.A.
I totally agree.
Swaggy P is a novelty.
That's my point.
He's a novelty.
Like, my point is, you have to be social media savvy nowadays.
Exactly. Today is a social media world.
Right.
You have to be on there
and
saying
DeMar's
something.
And DeMar's not that.
But who could make him in one fair swoop say.
L.A.
No, I'm saying the guy. 24 could come in because they like this.
Oh, yeah. That's his boy.
If Kobe blessed him and said,
put the snap on it.
You know what? That's a good point.
I'm telling you.
Good point.
And they liked it. He worked out with Kobe. That's why his game blossomed.
Yeah.
He worked out
it was
with Kobe
him and Kawhi.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm telling you, if he was there and Kobe said, this is what I'm passing the torch to, I promise you, L.A. would buzz after him.
Because the media would take it.
And you think his whole –
game is big enough.
That's my point.
But he can embrace that?
That's my point.
I don't think that he has the personality to actually embrace all of that.
We'd have to see. I don't know. Maybe not. We'd have to see.
Like, he just don't seem that type. Like, he belongs in Toronto, in the Toronto market.
Women liked Kobe.
Yeah.
Kobe was hot to women.
Well, not all women like Kobe. That girl, the devil didn't.
Well, he took that. I wouldn't like it.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Dude, God. Did say that.
No, we ain't going there right now.
Anyway, let me get to the playoff picture real quick. Boy, y'all, I'm saying. Dallas, number one seed. Detroit, Seattle, Atlanta, Giants, and Tampa are six. That's in the NFC. New England, Kansas City, Pittsburgh, number three. Houston, number four? Wow.
That's interesting.
Someone's got to win that division.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I mean, it's so terrible.
They
terrible.
Oakland, five, and Denver, six. What is it? Three games left?
Yeah,
yes.
Denver has a tough road left.
Three games left.
They're going to wet the bed and not make the playoffs.
It's going to be tough.
I called it before the season started. Denver's not going to make it, and the Raiders are.
In the NFC, Washington, Minnesota, Green Bay, sitting 7-8-9. Do anybody think any one of those teams can jump into the top six.
Green Bay.
Yeah, Green Bay hot as fish grease right now.
I think Green Bay is starting to come on.
I think Adrian Peterson came back to practice today. Okay. So I think that if he comes back, I think Minnesota has a chance to do something.
Right. I like the defense. I still don't like Sam Bradford.
Yeah, Bradford is just, yeah, it's clock stroke midnight on him.
Man. He looked good. It really did. Yeah, like, I mean, them slippers disappeared.
Yeah, disappeared. Yeah. All right, now, man. AFC, Miami, Baltimore, Tennessee, 7-8-9. Anybody jumps up? You say Denver don't make it, so who makes it?
You said Miami, Baltimore, who?
Tennessee.
Baltimore all day.
I'm going with Baltimore, too.
Yeah, Baltimore all day. Baltimore looks
like
good
Baltimore's
right now.
Defense, what about Miami? Still suspect. If Miami is playing at home, they're a good football team.
Look, all Flacco got to do is get the ball to the 50-yard line because Tucker can kick that thing.
Yeah.
He can score all the points.
And that defense, what are they, the number one rushing defense?
Yes,
the league,
I had the defense in fantasy. That was the only thing that really got me posted.
Miami has they have a backup quarterback in right now. Yeah. And Tannehill's hurt. Who knows
what
that's going to be. ACL, MCL injury.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Matt Moore. So I take Baltimore too then because Denver got the hardest schedule.
Yeah,
they do. And the offense is doing nothing.
And you still got all Trevor right. Siemian at quarterback.
Yeah, no. All right, real quick, we got about 2 minutes. Email back question. Would you start Romo if Dallas loses this Sunday?
That was D Will. No.
How would you start Romo?
They've lost
That's
two
the
games.
Dumbest question ever.
They've lost two games by a total of what? 6 points?
That part right
to
there.
To the same team.
I mean, come on, y'all.
You done beat everybody else.
Maybe
11-2.
That part. And you talking about starting Romo?
11-2.
Stop the madness.
But you know what's feeding it is
Jerry Jones
with all this talk that he's doing.
Shut up.
He's spoken in a way to where it's left open to where Romo will start.
But you know what Jerry Jones is thinking? Bottom line, I want them to talk about the Cowboys.
That's probably why he's making this happen. Of course, he's obsessed with Tony Romo.
He wants Romo to ride out on that joyous ride.
White horse.
Exactly. And you know, I think he knows he has Dak as his future, but he would love to see Romo
ride out.
Absolutely.
And go out.
Absolutely.
Because this is
the
window.
That's his boy, man.
This is the window.
That's what he wants.
But you got to understand.
But I can kind of see his reasoning behind it. I mean, because look how long Romo has been the quarterback for that team. Mm-hmm. And look how long it actually took them to get a real team around him with an offensive line
They had the same team last year.
Last
year, but I'm talking about like years before that.
He didn't have Ezekiel.
But now, right. He didn't have this group that he has right here. Yeah. So now that he has this, he kind of wants him to be like, he kind of really wants him to have a chance to be a part of it since he has this team built around him now.
But listen, they're 11-2 because of Dak Prescott.
That part right there, not because of Tony Romo.
Yeah, I never should have read it, but this is the last question. But I mean, I have.
Yeah, you're killing us. You can't ask us and not want us to talk.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but that's what it is, though.
We're not starting Romo.
Exactly. No.
We ain't starting Romo.
We got 30 seconds. We're signing Bazemore now, mistake.
Who? Yes.
That's D Will.
I had to say it.
I totally agree.
One word answer.
Big mistake.
We on time limit.
I'm leaning.
I'm leaning. He said I'm leaning.
I'm leaning.
He got the Eiffel Tower.
He got the door open. So he got the car door open.
Yeah.
He's leaning.
I'm leaning.
I'm crushed. Yo, ready to ride. Y'all.
You better jump in here.
That's
right. We got the doors open for you. Come on, jump in.
Who should they have gotten instead of him?
Well,
it ain't about who. It's about the money.
That part right
they
there.
They saying, well,
they had to spend that money.
They say Tim Hardaway playing.
He playing
this is good now.
He is.
$2 million.
Yeah.
They had to spend the money.
$60 billion?
They didn't believe in Tim Hardaway Jr.
They spent it on a professional Uno player.
Exactly. Because you can spend the money, but you can spend it a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He said he's a professional Uno player.
He's good at Uno.
I mean, I like what Bazemore is American story.
I mean, can we just say, is it just too early to tell right now?
He's looking like what I thought he was in the beginning, which was a bench player.
He is what he is.
It's now, you know, in that system, I'm telling you, you got to have the right – everybody got to play together for them to win.
I agree.
And I don't think it's working, man.
Listen, at Bazemore's – for his type of game and body structure –
he needs to be a knockdown shooter, which he is not.
Yeah, he's not.
And that's where he's hurting.
Right. They
because
need shooting.
Exactly.
Right.
They need shooting. They need. And they expected him to be that. And he's streaking.
And you took Kyle off the floor, who was supposed to be your knockdown.
And put Cephalosha
on. And then if Bazemore's struggling, so that brings the shooting all the way
down.
It
sure does.
So that's what's hurting.
And when Kyle comes into the game with the second unit, you know he's only doing one thing. So you can take that away.
Perfect, though, but that's what he needs to do.
But you got to have somebody else on that second team that can get him the basketball.
Very true.
He don't live in Atlanta.
We ain't got that.
The players they need are not in Atlanta.
No, they're not here at all.
Listen, because they close, run, and shoot.
They close, run, and shoot?
Yeah, they close, run,
and shoot. And they close hoops and fitness.
I didn't even know that.
Boy, y'all are all the
and hoops and fitness.
Hey, man. That's it for the Sports Roundtable discussion. For the second hour, we got to get to a sports update. My main man, James Farr, just checked in on Facebook Live. Maybe we ought to get him in the house uniform and let him be the shooting guard.
He'd be sports like round Trump. Might as well try me.
Exactly.
Like Trump said.
Sports update, Julius Sports.
And now it's time for a sports update.
Welcome to your final sports update of the night with the Jewel of Sports, Tiffany Roy, on the Sports Roundtable Show. Congratulations to Diana Taurasi, WNBA superstar of the Phoenix Mercury. She has been named USA Basketball Athlete of the Year for the fourth time. She also won the award in 2006, 2010, and 2012. A shout out to Robin Roberts, Craig Sager, and Vern Lundquist. They actually made the Sports Broadcasting Hall of Fame. So that's definitely a big accomplishment to them, yeah. The 2017 WNBA All-Star Game will take place in Seattle's Key Arena, home of the Seattle Storm. That game will be played on July 22nd. NFL news, the Arizona Cardinals, they have cut wide receiver Michael Floyd. He got arrested for DUI Monday, so he lost his job because of that.
Wow. He'll be in New England.
But you already know because they like to pick up everybody.
Yep.
Cam Newton, shout out to him, man. He's such a huge giver. His Cam Newton Foundation joined forces with the Food Lion, which is a grocery store chain whose headquarters is located in North Carolina, to start a program providing children with backpacks. And Cam presented a $30,000 check to start the program. And he gave out backpacks that were full of food for the kids.
He should have used some of that money on a new dress code. What he had on Sunday.
That outfit, they roasted him about that outfit, too.
Looking like Mud Dia standing at the podium.
Can I get some scores real quick? Big H.O., we got some NBA games happening I want to shout out real fast. I would have put it up on my phone, but I'm Facebook Live, and shout out Facebook Live. Mm-hmm. And Eric Maxwell said that if Romo came back, he would end up injured in the first quarter.
He probably would.
Yeah. I hope he doesn't come back, man. I promise.
I know. NBA scores for you. We got the end of the fourth quarter, so end of the game between the Clippers and the Orlando Magic. Clippers won 113-108. The Lakers and Brooklyn are in the fourth quarter with 4 minutes and 47 seconds left. Brooklyn is winning 102-94. Cleveland and Memphis are in the third quarter, and Cleveland resting everybody, so you know they losing. Memphis winning 66-53. We got Sacramento and Houston in the fourth quarter with 9 minutes and 41 seconds left. Houston is winning 107-71. Detroit and Dallas are tied at 43 in third quarter, and we have Oklahoma City and Utah in the second quarter with 6 minutes left. Utah is winning 46-27. We have Boston and San Antonio. That game just started. Boston is winning 11-7. And Toronto beat the 76ers. They won 123-14. Washington beat the Hornets 109-106. And Miami beat the Pacers 95-89. And you know what? That's a wrap on your final sports update of the night with the Jewel of Sports. Catch us every Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on WWE AM 1100.
I got to say, your boy Rio Robinson.
Go ahead and read it.
Hey, your boy Rio Robinson says, Bazemore need to be arrested for robbery. He need to be in Rice Street right now.
For real, because he did rob him, though.
What is Rice Street?
That is the hey, listen, that's the jail in Atlanta, and that is the, like, you want to go to Atlanta County Direction Facility? You don't want to go to Rice Street.
Exactly. That was Slim be at most of the time.
Yeah, that's T.I. say, hey, if you can hold your own on Rice Street, you're a man. Hey, your boy said he needed to be in Rice Street.
That
right
is robbery, though. It's robbery, though. Well, y'all, I'm saying.
That got to be the funniest Facebook Live comment ever.
Do you have something that you want to say? Well, then it's time to
say it with your chest.
money be booming, ain't it? All right, man, let me go ahead and start off by saying 1991, 1992, I'm sitting and I finally get to meet this kid from Memphis, Tennessee. And finally get to meet this kid from Memphis, Tennessee. My homeboy Slick Money say, man, you got to meet this dude, man. He in Missouri right now, but he'll be back. And when I tell you, when I met this dude, man, we hit it off right off the rip. Because the first thing he wanted to do and the first thing I wanted to do was play PlayStation. And we jumped on that PlayStation. Matter of fact, I was making CDs at the time.
PlayStation 1?
It might have been Nintendo.
I was about to say,
It was Nintendo.
They had Atari. Did y'all have an Atari though? Y'all had an Atari. That was before that.
Y'all was still going to the corner store to play the machine.
Exactly. But, man, listen, man. 91, long time ago. I was 19 years old. And I got to say, man, a 25-year friendship with this guy has meant the world to me. This guy has been everything that you would need in a friend. And I want to thank the 201 Posse, Slick Money.
There it is.
Victor Hill. And Stephen Patrick Hancock, my main man, for showing me the ropes, for helping me stop drinking Cisco.
Wow.
Liquid crack.
Wow. I'm glad you stopped that.
And I just want to thank them, man, for just doing what they did and taking me in, taking me under the wing. And Hancock, my man, you have shown me more friendship and more brotherly love than I can ever imagine. So from me to you, happy birthday. I know your birthday is tomorrow, but we had to do something for you today.
Appreciate it.
Happy birthday, man. Enjoy your day. And I am blessed to be Uncle Horace to all of your kids. That means more than anything in the world, man. So from me, and I'm pretty sure I'm speaking for everybody in this room, happy birthday, man. Thanks for everything that you've done and to help make SRT what it is today.
Man, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Thanks for the SRT love, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, this is my thing. Every Wednesday night, man, coming in here, hanging out with my family, my SRT family.
Yep.
I appreciate it. Facebook, y'all just don't know how much this means that we get to sit here and do this thing that we love to do, talking sports. Having a good time bringing y'all into it. So, as I always say, y'all buckle in and enjoy the ride, baby, because we're going to roll till the wheels come off. My man, thanks for having me. Thanks for including me in this, man.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Means a lot.
Yep. Tiffin, you got something?
Yeah, happy birthday, Hancock. I've known you, 3 years now, probably?
Yeah, Facebook will tell you.
Yeah, 3 years. Yeah, I think, time really flies. And, man, I want to thank you for your sports knowledge because you challenge me to work on perfecting my craft because of how much knowledge you know. So I just want to thank you for being you and continue to be you because you're a great dude. And I'm glad to be your family now.
I appreciate that.
Happy birthday,
thanks,
my dude.
Thanks, sis.
For
all
sure.
Right. Appreciate it.
All right, Weezy.
Man, happy birthday to my big bro, Hancock, man. You know what I'm talking about? Like, for real. Like I say, man, 3 years ago, and I'm going to tell you something about Hancock that y'all don't know. Hancock, one of the coolest people y'all understand.
Yeah.
Like, he sounds very professional on the air. But I'm going to keep it real.
We've had some pre-shows.
He's from Memphis.
Memphis, baby. You know what I'm talking?
And he's a man of many talents. If y'all would have heard him in here a little earlier, he was letting the pipes go.
Let's do this.
You know what I'm saying? He's a man of many talents. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, but salute to you, brother. Happy birthday, man. I'm glad to say I do have a new big brother for something that if I needed advice on something and I knew if I needed to talk to somebody, I know I can be able to call you.
Just do is hit me up.
You know what I'm saying? And I know I would get advice that would be worthy of my ears.
not something to tell me what I want to hear. You know what I'm saying? That. And I appreciate you, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man. We're going to keep rolling here to SRT. We don't call you the superhero for nothing.
There it is. That appreciate right you, there. Baby. Appreciate Absolutely. It. Appreciate it.
Did you look in the bag?
You look at your gift. You get your gift.
Oh yeah, hold on. Turn my camera around.
We got cookies.
Hey, if y'all don't know nothing, man, y'all need to go to our podcast days, man. That's the cookies. That's the Hershey's with the almonds.
I know about them cookies.
What we got here?
You can go to the movies.
We going to movies. Hey, baby, we got a movie date.
Hey,
we got a movie date.
Hey, I appreciate
Miss Superhero.
Thanks a lot, y'all.
That is.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Happy birthday, Ham.
It is.
Birthday hand,
Boogie, you can't go to that movie.
No, Boogie can't go.
All right, G Money, you got something for Mr. Hancock?
I might go home and make a movie.
I can't say anything. I'm sorry.
Hey, Slick Money now snuck in and it just morphed into it. Slick Money done took over all our bodies.
Now, D tried to warn y'all about how he really is.
I told you. Off the air.
Oh, my goodness.
That was awesome.
Hey, man, listen, man. When I tell you, man, Wednesday has to be the greatest day that they've made this year because we was able to do our thing and we were able to continue to do our thing. It's a blessing to be in here, man. Rocking with the crew. I tell you, Hancock, man, you've been a blessing. We've argued. We never try to come to blows. It ain't never been that serious.
No, you too damn big.
Hancock said, I know what I'm dealing with.
I know my limitations.
It's my big little brother.
But, I mean, when you want some sports knowledge, just call Han up. I mean, it's a challenge. I mean, we can go at it. And he challenges you, and that's a good thing. And that's what we do, and it's so real. You know, and to have the rest of the crew here, man, D. Will, you've been a blessing. Driving from Alabama to come to a show shows dedication.
Yes.
And I do it again.
And, of course, with the diamond over him, she just so loyal. She go to Arkansas and just, I don't want to be just, I'm going to call in. I mean, just the law, just so loyal. And that's what's missing from today's world. There's no honor and no loyalty nowhere. Period.
Yeah, very true. Good point.
And I just appreciate y'all, man, and continue. And let's continue to do our thing. So, with that being said, I want to shout out to Roosevelt Flanagan. He's here in town visiting.
Yeah. What's up, Roosevelt?
So I had to make sure I gave him a shout out, man. He's here in town visiting from L.A. Shout out to our sponsors, Jay's Used Car, Smart Seal Security, and Blunt Power. 3 sprays last for days. Shout out to my crew, the SRT crew. Shout out to Jay Smooth, Switch Style Podcast.
Six
shout
man.
Out, shout out to my main man, Slick Money, Rain Man Show. We're going to be here tomorrow doing them picks. Shout out to you, baby. 201 Posse, you already know. And shout out to my main man, G Money, who always come with them beats.
Yeah.
Man.
Keep us banging.
Man. Yeah. He off the chain.
I don't know. I mean, he
off the chain, y'all.
Do his thing.
Oh,
so.
My gosh. Shout out
to Shout out to all our loyal listeners as well. And keep listening.
Yeah. Shout out to all the ladies that listen and support the SRT show. Shout out to all the loyal listeners. Shout out to my dad, Al Boyd. Thanks for your support. And I got your Christmas present in the mail. Shout out to my fiance, Terrell. Love you. See you soon. Shout out to my SRT crew. Love y'all. Follow your girl on social media at Tiff Get Familiar. Get familiar with your girl.
Hey, shout out to all my Facebook Live people. Marty Terry, thanks for tuning in, man. Staying with us all throughout the show. Eric Benson, T. Hancock, I'm on the way home, baby. Who else? Teresa Ponzi, thanks for tuning in. Stanley Hood. Anyway, I can't get to everybody, but I appreciate everybody. Look, SIT crew, thanks again, man. I appreciate the birthday wishes. Everything, y'all make this a happy thing for me, so I appreciate it.
All right.
Hey, man, follow me on social media at I Am Coach K9. That's I Am Coach K as in King and the number 9. Follow me on Twitter, though, at Coach D. Will. Coach D. Will.
D. Will the coach.
D. Will the coach. I got too many names. D. Will the coach.
Really?
SRT.
D Will the Coach SRT on Twitter. And I got one more shot. I want to shout out my man, Tay Harris, man. He been keeping Facebook Live popping tonight.
Yes, sir.
Got a lot to talk about.
Yes, sir.
He was tuning in. I appreciate you, bro. Salute to you.
Absolutely.
Shout out, Emax. Appreciate you.
All right. G Money, what's your shot?
Shout out to mom and dad. Shout out to all my West Georgia alum.
There you go.
There's no more football. So
they play football over there?
Awesome. you can follow me on social media at GPlaysItCool on Instagram and my podcast By the Time You Hear This. We're doing an episode this weekend, and it's going to be about Milli Vanilli. So I'm going to have some fun with that.
Definitely. Whoa. All right, man. G got the coolest mom in the world, though. She follows everywhere. Trust me.
That's what's up.
Shout out, mom.
Shout out, Miss Mom G.
All right, man. All y'all first time listeners and all the loyal listeners, this is how we do it every week.
Boogie! I'm headed home, baby.
The jewel of sports is leaving the building.
They call me Coach because I teach you how to ball.
And you already know your main man, H.O. from Bankhead, R.I.P. Mom, R.I.P. B.C. And if you love the show,
tell a friend.
And if you didn't,
superhero don't need no blue pills, Marty.
And we out. Peace.
See ya.